Are we willing this very night to leave all on earth and go to Jesus? Maria Sandburg, Glimpses of Heaven, 1880. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him. Revelation 1:7. Who is it that will come one day, and whom every eye shall see? The Lord Jesus, the Saviour of sinners, the Judge of all men. Every eye shall see him. My eye shall see him too. Will it be with fear and terror that I shall behold the King of Kings coming to judgment, or will my gaze be that of admiration and love for my adorable Redeemer? All Christians rejoice in the expectation of his second coming, when faith shall be turned to sight. How can we fear the realization of our fondest hopes, the accomplishment of our best desires? The more we look to Jesus now by faith, the less shall we fear death and judgment. For how, indeed, can we fear to meet our best and dearest friend? Paul assures us that there is a crown which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give at his coming to all who love his appearing. Let us not shrink, then, from meditation on the glorious coming of Christ, but rather look for and expect it as the end of all our sins, sufferings, and trials, and the beginning of perfect and eternal happiness. Let us ask ourselves, are we willing this very night to leave all on earth and go to Jesus? If we could really see Jesus standing at the right hand of God and saying to us this very night, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world," I am sure that nothing on earth could detain us. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Revelation 22:20.